How you doing? I'm Callan, and this is Slapped Ham. You're about to see some of the most mysterious videos going around the internet. So smash that subscribe button right now and get ready for some creepy content, just like this.
The realm of the paranormal is one that's intrigued and bewildered humanity for centuries. And now, in the age of technology, there's an increasing number of platforms for investigators and enthusiasts to share their findings, including the popular live streaming service Twitch. The newest sensation in this domain is a group known as Haunt Hunters, a collective of paranormal investigators who traverse the US, covering terrains from Utah to South Carolina. Their method is distinctive. They invite the public to join in real time during their investigations, live streaming their ghost hunts on Twitch. Recently, during one of their spirited expeditions, the Haunt Hunters made a stop at the historical Ritz Theater in Tooele, Utah. The theater, a mainstay on Tooele's Main Street since 1939, has been the subject of numerous ghostly tales over the years. And now it seems the Haunt Hunters have added another layer to its enigmatic lore. While the theatre itself is a relic of cinematic history, having showcased countless movies over the years, it's the tales of the supernatural that have really kept its legacy alive. The Bradshaw family, custodians of the Ritz Theatre for generations, are not just guardians of the theatre's cinematic history, but also its spectral narratives. Their experiences, passed down and discussed over the years, have added a shadowy layer to the theatre's ambience, making the Ritz a magnet for both film aficionados and ghost hunters alike. One evening stands out prominently in the Bradshaw Chronicles. Alan Bradshaw, after overseeing a typical night of screenings, was making his usual rounds to ensure that the theatre was empty and ready to be locked up. It was during this routine check that he was caught off guard. Peering into the dimly lit auditorium, he saw the unmistakable silhouettes of a man and a woman, seated comfortably as though waiting for a film to begin. Their presence was an anomaly. The night's show had ended, the audience had left, and the theatre should have been vacant. Puzzled, Alan called out to a nearby employee, questioning if they'd perhaps missed ushering out a couple. His daughter, Cherie Black, who was 13 at the time, curiously followed her father's gaze. She too saw the couple. However, as both turned their attention briefly away, then back to the auditorium, the pair had vanished. The subsequent flick of a switch flooded the space with light, confirming the auditorium was, in fact, empty. Resident LaDawn Tracy became engrossed with the theatre's phantasmic reputation. Living in the upstairs apartment of the Ritz building, Tracy noted her own brushes with the ethereal, sensing the presence of spirits whom she believes to be former employees of the theatre. On the fateful night of the Haunt Hunters' visit, as fans tuned in to their Twitch channel, the team meticulously set up their equipment.
What's up? Alright, I'll be right back.
Hours into their investigation, one of the cameras placed strategically within the theater picked up a chilling sight.
Here.
Watch.
Shine a light, nothing. Shine a light away. Something's starting to get darker, and then it starts walking down. Reed stopped. He's already all the way down. He's now stopped, and the shadow keeps going, has stopped, and is now walking more and more. It gets to Reed and then disappears completely. Another shadow has manifested as walking down. Dude, I you know, this is the craziest thing we've ever caught. Walks down the aisle, you'll see it start to go to the right and then sit down on the bench.
Two shadowy figures, one after another, seemingly appear out of thin air. They stroll down the aisle before vanishing.
And the shadow keeps going, has stopped, and is now walking more and more. It gets to Reed and then disappears completely. Another shadow has manifested as walking down. Dude, I you know, this is the craziest thing we've ever caught. Walks down the aisle, you'll see it start to go to the right and then sit down on the bench.
When reviewed in slow motion, the distinct outlines of two human figures are unmistakable. Could these be the spectral ushers that LaDawn Tracy spoke of? Or perhaps the mysterious couple the Bradshaws once saw? While skeptics may dismiss it as tricks of the light or camera glitches, the eerie coincidence of these figures aligning with local legends does raise eyebrows. The old Ritz Theatre's legacy is rich with cinematic memories, but it's these supernatural encounters that truly make it legendary. Whether or not you're a believer, the footage and tales surrounding the theatre are undeniably captivating, offering a tantalizing possibility of a world beyond our own.
And then it starts walking down. Reed stopped. He's already all the way down. He's now stopped, and the shadow keeps going, has stopped, and is now walking more and more. It gets to Reed and then disappears completely.
While filming a video for Snapchat, Redditor Kubebk inadvertently managed to capture something rather creepy on camera. See if you can spot what it is. The poster was travelling in the passenger seat of a car heading towards Tiger Point, a hill station near Mumbai in the state of Maharashtra, India. At the time, they didn't notice anything out of the ordinary. It was only upon returning from their trip and sharing the video that a friend spotted an uncanny detail. If one pays close attention, around the 4-second mark of the clip, a ghostly hand appears to descend from the vehicle's roof. If you slow it down and brighten it up, the unsettling appearance of the mysterious hand becomes unmistakably clear. Maharashtra is a state steeped in history and culture that also harbours a shadowy side filled with tales of the supernatural. One of the most well-known places said to be haunted is the ruins of Mukesh Mills. Located in the posh area of Kalaba in Mumbai, the ruins of Mukesh Mills are often cited as one of the most infamous haunted locations in the region. An eerie remnant of the city's industrial past, Mukesh Mills was established in 1871 by Muljabai Madhavani. It was one of the many textile mills that flourished during the British colonial era. However, a devastating fire in the 1980s brought an end to its operational days, leaving behind a shell of scorched walls, broken windows, and an unsettling silence. Its dilapidated charm and sprawling complex, offering an authentic rustic backdrop, soon caught the attention of Bollywood filmmakers. However, as the sun sets, the atmosphere at Mukesh Mills becomes palpably creepy. There have been numerous reports by actors, directors, and crew members of supernatural occurrences during their time at the mills. Whispered conversations in hushed corridors, equipment malfunctioning without any apparent reason, and chilling cold breezes in non-air-conditioned rooms are some of the common experiences. One famous anecdote that often circulates in Bollywood circles is that of a leading actress who, during a shoot, began speaking in a man's voice, warning the crew to leave the premises immediately. She had no recollection of the incident once she was back to her normal self. Such incidents have led to a sense of trepidation among many in the industry. Some actors have reportedly stipulated in their contracts that they will not shoot at Mukesh Mills after dark. Though skeptics dismiss these tales as mere urban legends or the result of overactive imaginations, others believe that the tragic past of the mills has left behind restless spirits. The belief is further fueled by the fact that the mills are built near the sea, which, according to a local lore, is believed to be a haven for lost souls. Given Maharashtra's deep-rooted history and vast cultural diversity, it's unsurprising that the state is rife with tales of the supernatural. This piece of creepy footage captured by Redditor Kubebk appears to further serve the enigmatic allure surrounding the region. This next unsettling piece of footage was uploaded to Instagram by user historius.de.terra2.0. It's not known exactly where this was filmed, but it's believed to be a hospital somewhere in Southeast Asia. A patient captured this footage. Her strange behaviour has led many viewers to say she's demonically possessed. What However, others think she might be suffering from a mental break of some kind, perhaps due to the stress of a loved one being in hospital. If anyone can translate what she's saying, we'd love to hear about it in the comments down below. A light-hearted game among friends took a dark turn, leaving not just the participants, but thousands of viewers spooked. Popular TikToker Priscilla Garzak, known for her engaging content, recently uploaded a video where she and her friends were enjoying a simple game of Toss the Bottle. Little did they know, the game would soon take an unexpected and eerie turn. The video starts off harmlessly. Laughing and jesting, the friends are seen tossing a half-filled water bottle, announcing playful challenges as they go.
¿Eres buena? ¿Me vas a asustar?
But as the game progresses, the ambience shifts. The wind, initially calm, begins to howl. The group, once cheerful, start becoming increasingly uneasy. Towards the end of the clip, a dark, mysterious shadow near a tree grabs their attention.
Muy negro, super negro. Yo digo que es la sombra del árbol, pero ellas dicen que es otra cosa.
It has an uncanny resemblance to a figure standing silently watching them.
Una mancha negra.
The fun mood dissipates completely, replaced by fear and speculation.
No te pases! No te pases!
Could it just be an innocent trick of the light, or something more sinister lurking in the background? The video has since amassed comments from viewers offering their own theories on the strange figure. Many reference the shadow figure phenomenon, while others even suggest the ominous Hat Man, a shadowy entity known in paranormal circles. The once lighthearted TikTok clip now stands as a chilling reminder that sometimes fun and games can stumble upon the unexpected and the unexplained. Whether it was just a play of shadows or something more sinister, the eerie figure has certainly left its mark, not just on the OP and her friends, but the wider TikTok community.
Ya lo vi raro. Ya vámonos. No te pases! No te pases!
A recent submission to our Facebook community page has ignited speculation and interest among our followers. Sent in by Temple Franco, the image shows a lighthearted moment, a young girl doing a handstand on Ohio State University's campus. But lurking in the background, there's an anomalous detail, a grey semi-transparent figure wearing what seems to be historical clothing. The origin of the photograph is enigmatic. Temple shared that a friend of theirs had received the image some years ago. When the photo was taken, there were no indications of anyone else being in the frame, especially not a figure from a seemingly bygone era. The haunting figure's appearance is particularly striking given Ohio State University's rich and at times dark history. The campus has been the backdrop for a series of tragedies, the most harrowing being an incident from 1925. On a cold January day, several students met a tragic fate after unknowingly consuming medication tainted with strychnine, a deadly neurotoxin. This tragic event, which unfolded in Derby Hall, remains a dark chapter in the university's history. Rumors persisted, suggesting that this was no accident, but rather a sinister act, possibly targeting specific individuals. Since then, students and staff have reported ghostly figures wandering around campus, particularly at nighttime. Many students and locals have reported sightings of a figure known as the Lady of the Lake. This apparition, often seen during cold, wintry nights, appears to be skating across nearby Mirror Lake, her attire echoing styles from decades past. Given the university's reputation for being a hotbed of supernatural sightings and its tragic past, Temple Franco's photo has undoubtedly piqued interest. With so many tales of spectres and tragic events, one can't help but wonder if the mysterious figure captured in the photo is an echo from Ohio State's rich and haunting history. This next clip is short, but nonetheless perplexing. It was posted to Reddit by user Rise31 and shows a kitchen benchtop in the foreground. Take a look at what's been caught on camera. The poster claims they heard a distinct sound resembling a magnet dropping off the fridge. However, when they investigated the source, they noticed the cap from a lemonade bottle had come off. The poster initially thought the cap might have been resting loosely and just rolled off, but after checking the footage, it revealed the cap seemed to have forcefully ejected. Their first thought was perhaps some kind of pressure build-up inside of the bottle. Yet in the footage, just before the cap shoots off, there's a noticeable flash at the top of the bottle. The poster says they've always approached such incidents with skepticism and haven't encountered such unexplainable events until now. They're hoping to hear other people's take on this strange incident. So what do you think the footage shows? Let your theories rip down below. Passengers aboard the Narrow Gorge train travelling from Durango to Silverton in Colorado experienced an unexpected thrill when they believed they caught a glimpse of the legendary creature known as Bigfoot. Shannon Parker from Cheyenne, Wyoming was aboard the train with her husband Stetson Tyler scanning the landscape for elk when the surprise sighting occurred. The unusual sighting was captured by another passenger named Brandon, who, upon noticing the couple's reaction, decided to film the mysterious creature with his phone.
Yeah, let me see your camera, I'll do it.
The footage displays what appears to be a large, hairy figure moving through the shrubs. At one point, it squats down and blends into the surrounding foliage.
All right, just squat it down.
Throughout the video, you can hear various passengers discussing the creature, wondering about its movements and speculating on its identity.
It's an elusive creature.
The creature eventually disappears from view as the train continues on its journey. Shannon shared with Newsweek that the experience was like no other, emphasizing the uniqueness of the sighting. Even the train's conductor, who was familiar with the mountainous area, confessed he had never witnessed anything quite like it. Since being shared online, the video has generated significant buzz, leading to a wide range of reactions. While some firmly believe in the authenticity of the sighting, others remain skeptical, suggesting potential explanations ranging from military camouflage to a well-orchestrated hoax. The footage shared by Out There Colorado on their platform quickly gained traction, receiving thousands of likes and reposts, with users hotly debating the mysterious figure's true nature.
It's an elusive creature. All right, just squat it down. Let me see your camera, I'll do it.
Every homeowner knows the sound of the occasional creak and thud of their house settling. But when those mundane sounds are accompanied by events too strange to explain away, even the most rational among us can start to feel a chill up the spine. Such was the case for Reddit user LastMammoth895, whose security camera captured not only an unexpected movement, but also a cryptic voice. The poster was at work when he received a text from his wife, who was emptying the dishwasher in the kitchen at the time. She sent him a video clip captured by their security camera in which she noticed a closet door mysteriously swinging open all on its own. A puzzling event, given that she was a good 20 feet away in another room. The husband, while reviewing the video, however, caught something even more unsettling. Before the door opens, a voice, distinct and clear, can be heard. If he hadn't have been using his AirPods, it might have slipped by unnoticed. When he made his wife aware of it, she was understandably shaken. The initial impression he got was the word hiya, but upon multiple listenings, it started to sound more like tire. In a home where odd occurrences are typically shrugged off, these back-to-back events were too coincidental to ignore. The voice, combined with the unexplained opening of the closet door, has left them both scratching their heads and feeling more than a little unnerved. So what do you think the mysterious voice is saying? Have another listen and let me know what you think it is in the comments down below. Instagram user ParanoiNormal recently shared a video that's left viewers stunned. The clip begins with a homeowner engrossed in a video game. But the focus quickly shifts when the homeowner, having long harbored suspicions that his residence is haunted, questions aloud, "Why do you keep turning off the TV?"
Why do you keep turning off the TV? Ooh.
Before viewers can ponder the question, a rocking chair in the room eerily begins to move all on its own. The visibly shaken homeowner then calls out to his wife, seeking validation for the bizarre event.
Hey, hon. Come here. Look. I don't think it's just down here.
But from her response and exhausted dismissal from upstairs, it's evident this isn't the first strange occurrence in the household. As if this scenario wasn't unsettling enough, take a look at what happens next.
Oh, I'm not liking this. Oh, wow. Wait. I swear I can see. Ooh, stop it. I'm not liking that.
Watching that again, in the reflection of the TV, you can see a shadowy figure rising up from the rocking chair.
Oh wow, wait. I swear I can see.
Swiftly panning the camera to catch the figure, he finds nothing.
I'm not liking that.
The room is empty with no trace of a shadowy figure. This unsettling footage, juxtaposed with the wife's wearied reaction, paints a picture of a household long plagued by unexplained events. Comments on the post range from those expressing sympathy and concern to skeptics suggesting logical explanations like a trick of the light. Yet, the consensus is clear, something out of the ordinary has been captured here. Could their home truly be a dwelling place for spirits? Whether one's a believer in the supernatural or a firm skeptic, this haunting video raises more questions than it answers, leaving the internet buzzing with theories.
Wait a minute. Oh, I'm not liking this. Oh, wow. Wait. I swear I can see. Ooh, stop it.
This clip, posted to TikTok by user MossGirl71, shows an excerpt of some security footage taken from a bottle shop where the poster's daughter-in-law works. Take a look at what happens. It appears as though the bottle of wine is pushed over, as if by some sort of unseen force. A second camera angle shows the incident again. The footage seems to confirm that the bottles were not manipulated by a person in any way. So then, how does one explain their movement? Could it be the work of a paranormal force? Or is there another way to explain the video? Let me know your thoughts on this one in the comments down below. A disturbing piece of footage captured by a road safety camera in El Salvador has added a new layer of mystery to a tragic car crash. The video, which made waves after local news channel El Rojo Vivo aired the story and subsequently shared it online, offers a puzzling sight that's left many speculating on its implications. Under YouTube guidelines, the start of the footage is a bit too graphic for us to show. Basically, a car loses control on a bridge, it crashes through the guardrails and plummets into the ravine below. Yet, it's what transpires after the accident that's truly captured the attention of viewers worldwide. As the dust settles, the footage shows a truck passing by. Keep a close eye on the back of the truck's trailer. If you slow it down, there appears to be a dark figure standing on the back of the truck. This unexpected sighting has fueled numerous theories, with many residents attesting to an uptick in strange and supernatural occurrences accompanying tragic events in the area. El Rojo Vivo reached out to paranormal expert Cesar Sagath to provide insights into the perplexing sighting. Sagath suggested that the figure could potentially be a representation of the Angel of Death or the Grim Reaper, arriving at the scene to guide the unfortunate soul of the crash victim to the afterlife.
Trasladar, acompañar a todo aquel que fallece hacia el mundo espiritual final.
This enigmatic appearance has reignited debates on the supernatural and the existence of forces beyond our understanding. As the community mourns the loss of the driver, many are left wondering about the true nature of this mysterious figure.
Okay, so I was in my room, I just heard a loud ass f***ing bang.
This next video was shared by the Facebook page Unanswered Universe. The exact origins of the clip are unknown, but it shows a homeowner filming after hearing some eerie banging noises coming from inside of their house. Take a look.
Hello?
Then there's a clear knocking sound coming from the back door.
What the f***?
They look through the window, but there's no one there. Then when they go back into the kitchen, something eerie has happened.
What the f***?
All the cupboard doors are now open.
What the f***?
Before the homeowner can make sense of it, the back door produces another loud bang, as though someone or something is trying to get in. The video cuts off there, leaving viewers with more questions than answers. With the house seemingly devoid of intruders, could this be the work of something beyond our understanding? Whether it's clever trickery or genuine unexplained activity remains a topic of debate.
What the f***?
Tourists often visit Rio de Janeiro to experience its vibrant culture, sun-soaked beaches and lush landscapes. But for one visitor, a trip to a waterfall in Rio Claro turned from scenic to mysterious in a heartbeat. In a video clip that's been circulating on TikTok, courtesy of the account TikTok Sobrenaturais, a visitor captures the beauty of a cascading waterfall. But as the camera pans, it captures something rather unexpected. The distinct silhouette of a figure amidst the crashing water can be seen. The tourist's surprise is palpable as they exclaim about the shadowy presence, urgently asking their partner if they saw it.
Thank you.
While the video's origins remain shrouded in mystery, its rapid spread across social media platforms is a testament to its chilling allure. With the footage sparking curiosity and debate, viewers are left wondering, is this a trick of the light, an optical illusion, or something genuinely unexplained? As the debate continues, one thing remains clear. This waterfall in Rio Claro has gained notoriety for more than just its natural beauty.
Noches, amigos.
In the heart of Mexico, Luan, popularly known online as Joshua Lark, has been consistently sharing his family's unsettling experiences of what they believe to be paranormal occurrences in their home. Originally, Luan's channel was a space for jovial skits featuring his son Joshua. However, the tone quickly shifted when Joshua reported seeing an unaccounted-for child in their store. The family's account of events began innocently enough, with minor disturbances like unexplained noises.
Dios mío, ¿qué es eso? ¿Hay alguien ahí? ¿Quieres algo? No inventes, ¿qué es eso? ¿Qué se abrió? Se abrió, se abrió, se abrió, se abrió, se abrió.
But as time passed, the intensity of the occurrences grew. Multiple members of Luan's family, including his wife and daughter, began seeing a perplexing figure of a woman within their residence.
Estoy un poco nervioso. Estoy un poco... ¿Se oyó algo en la tienda?
In search of answers, Luan turned to religious and spiritual experts, installing CCTV cameras in the process. Through a medium, it was suggested that two distinct spirits might be haunting the premises. To provide respite for his family, Luan decided on a temporary relocation. Yet, when they returned, they faced even more bizarre phenomena, such as their tap water inexplicably teeming with worms. A priest from Monterrey posited a chilling theory suggesting that Luan himself might be the focal point of the disturbances, haunted due to an ancient familial curse. As of now, the family's still in search of a solution to their spectral predicament. Recently, more spine-tingling footage has emerged from their home, further amplifying the mystery. In one video, Marsha, Luan's wife, can be seen tidying the living room. As the camera drifts across their space, an empty room is clearly visible. Yet within moments, as the camera swings back, a dark shadowy figure emerges from nowhere, only to vanish when the camera moves once again. In another video, Marsha's solo encounter is even more harrowing. Alone in the home, she hears the jingle of children's toys from a nearby room. Bracing herself, she begins filming, capturing on her phone an eerie shadow that makes a fleeting appearance in an adjoining space. The family's chilling tales continue to gain traction online, drawing both skeptics and believers in equal measure. For those intrigued by the paranormal, a deep dive into their videos comes highly recommended. Links to their distressing accounts can be found in the description box down below.
Mendes, se abrió la puerta. Se abrió la puerta como la última vez. Déjenme calma, déjenme calma, déjenme calma.
This creepy image, captured around 2003, was posted to Reddit by user Chuani Chuan Chuan. According to them, all 18 children are listed by name, except for the transparent one in the bottom left-hand corner. What heightens the mystery surrounding the spectral figure is that none of the other students could identify them. Further deepening the intrigue, the translucent child seems to be turned sideways, with their hand veiling their face, as though attempting to conceal their identity. The idea of a ghost child is particularly unsettling because it clashes with our intrinsic beliefs about childhood as a time of innocence, purity, and joy, To think of them as spirits suggests an untimely, often tragic halt to that potential, which is a deeply distressing notion. Furthermore, the vulnerability and innocence associated with children makes the thought of them being trapped between realms even more haunting. There's also the uncanny valley effect, where something appears almost human but not quite, creating a sense of unease. A ghost child being both familiar and unfamiliar might invoke this feeling more strongly than other apparitions. Yet, while the notion of ghost children unsettles many, it's often left to interpretation, relying heavily on individual beliefs and experiences. So as always, we'll throw this one over to you, the viewer, for final judgment. A recent video posted on the Facebook page Damn Worth It has netizens scratching their heads in disbelief. Captured by a resident in Singapore from their balcony, the footage features an extraordinary scene. A bird seemingly frozen in mid-flight. The bird isn't flapping its wings, nor is it progressing in any discernible direction. The video has fueled a flurry of comments and speculations. Many viewers have jumped to cite this as evidence of a glitch in the Matrix, referencing the popular theory that suggests we might be living in a simulated reality. The idea, popularized by science fiction and endorsed by some prominent figures in the tech world, posits that anomalies or unexplained phenomena could be errors in the simulation. On the other hand, some observers have presented a more pragmatic explanation. They theorize that the bird could be leveraging an updraft, hovering in the air as it searches for prey. So what do you think's going on here? Updraft or glitch in the system? Let your theories rip in the comments down below. Mexico, known for its rich history and vibrant culture, also houses deep-rooted mysteries that have both captivated and puzzled many. A recent revelation by the popular podcast Paranormal Podcast only adds more intrigue to the nation's collection of unexplained events. The podcast delves into a peculiar incident captured on surveillance cameras, the evidence of which has caused a stir in both the paranormal and law enforcement communities. For the brave officers who recorded the incident, the footage is more than just unusual. It's deeply unsettling, so much so they've asked to remain anonymous. The eerie occurrence doesn't just happen once, it's an event that mystifyingly appears to repeat every decade. This cyclical appearance led the Paranormal Podcast team on an exhaustive search across Mexico, culminating in the discovery of a particular house. Interviews with security personnel, some of whom have worked in the vicinity for over a decade, corroborated the recurring nature of this strange event. While the house has reportedly never had children living in it, an unsettling account from a resident paints a different picture. She recounts hearing noises from the upper floor, eerily mirroring a report made by her late husband just 10 years prior. The homeowner called the police, fearing intruders may have snuck into the house. The police arrived, took a look around the house, but found nothing, no sign of anyone. Although the immediate police investigation turned up empty, it's the surveillance footage that sends shivers down one's spine. A CCTV camera positioned across the street has a clear view of the lady's house. Here you can see the police officers leaving the home after the investigation. Moments later, the camera catches something moving in the upper floor window of the home. Clearly shows what looks like three children, with one clutching a doll or even a baby. Bafflingly, their attire isn't contemporary, it's reminiscent of English children from the 1900s. Here it is slowed down. One of the children seems to twirl into view, while another slowly dissipates. Positioned adjacent to a school, one might be quick to draw links between the apparitions and the establishment. However, records reveal no related tragedies or significant events that might have contributed to such a haunting. So what could this be, given the police testimony, the CCTV footage, and the homeowner's account of strange noises? One has to wonder what's really been caught on camera here. Recently, a perplexing video from Peru has captured the attention of netizens around the world. Uploaded by TikTok user MiniVictory10, the footage shows an ordinary scene transforming into something unexplained. Take a look. At first, this footage seems fairly mundane. But upon closer inspection, there appears to be a transparent figure momentarily shaking the tree before its fall. The ethereal shape, barely visible but undeniably present, prompted numerous comments and theories. Many drew parallels to the alien character from the film The Predator, known for its camouflaging ability. The mysterious clip has since ignited a heated debate online. Is this just a play of light, an optical illusion, or evidence of something otherworldly? As the speculation mounts, the tree falling incident in Peru remains an unsolved enigma, awaiting either rational explanation or acceptance as one of the internet's baffling mysteries. This photo was posted to the Facebook page Disbelief Paranormal Official by a user named Mark Horton. The man in the very left of the photo's name is Keith, the poster's brother-in-law who he had never had a chance to meet. Keith sadly took his own life after battling poor mental health. Strikingly, the image also seems to show a ghostly-looking figure. The poster's mother-in-law is adamant that this is Keith staying with the family while leaving his body to the angels. She's also curious to know if her son is still in some way connected to the photo and wonders if he has a message to convey. Throughout history, across various cultures and religions, there exists a belief that objects can possess spiritual energy or become attached to spirits. This phenomenon, known as spiritual attachment, posits that inanimate objects can carry the energy, emotions, or even spirit of a person or event, resulting in various effects on their current owners or surroundings. It's said that there are many ways an object might become spiritually attached. It could have been present during a traumatic event, absorbing the intense energy of that moment. Alternatively, it might have been frequently used or cherished by an individual, embedding a part of their essence within. Objects passed down throughout generations, like heirlooms or antiques, are commonly believed to hold residual energies from their previous owners. These objects can evoke feelings of joy, love, or nostalgia. A grandmother's pendant or a childhood toy might bring comfort and warmth, or perhaps in this case, a photo of the deceased. The impact of spiritually attached objects often hinges on personal beliefs. For believers, these objects serve as conduits to the past, holding tales and energies that span lifetimes. For skeptics, however, the idea might be dismissed as mere superstition. Regardless, the stories surrounding spiritually attached objects undeniably captivate the imagination, reminding us of the profound connections between the material and spiritual worlds. So then, take another look at this photo and let me know what you think it shows in the comments down below.
Pedro.
A series of spine-chilling videos uploaded by the popular YouTuber Lupus Gamer has set the internet abuzz with speculations and theories. The footage shows bizarre happenings in their home, leading many to believe in the presence of the paranormal. The initial clip is particularly unsettling. It starts with what sounds like the plaintive meow of a cat.
¿Quién eres? Tú no eres un gato.
However, the eerie thing is, Lupus Gamer doesn't own any cats.
¿Qué es eso?
As the video progresses, a shadowy figure becomes discernible in one of the rooms, moving in sync with the eerie meowing.
¿Por qué estás aquí en mi casa? Tú no eres un gato. Tú no eres un gato. Te ordeno que te vayas de mi casa.
But it's the second video that has most viewers on edge. While the meowing has ceased, the shadow, now much more pronounced, makes its presence felt once again.
Y ahorita va a venir, tráeme un palo. Tráeme algo, tráeme algo. Va a venir ahorita la policía, corre.
Strangely, the homeowner refers to this shadow apparition as a bruja. For those unfamiliar, bruja is Spanish for witch. Historically, in many cultures, brujas are known to be practitioners of magic, often associated with healing or malevolent curses. The term carries with it tales of folklore, old world rituals, and often a sense of dread. At the end of the second clip, the activity becomes more aggressive.
Vete de aquí! Vete de aquí! Se paró. ¿Quién chingados eres? ¿Quién te mandó?
So could Lupus Gamer's home truly be haunted? Or is there a more mundane explanation behind these mysterious events? As viewers wait with bated breath for any follow-up content, the debate continues. A perplexing image recently surfaced on our Facebook community page, leaving members curious and somewhat unnerved. The photo, shared by user Real Chris LaPrairie, dates back 9 years and was taken at his mother-in-law's front yard. At first glance, the photograph appears to be a standard family snapshot, but upon closer inspection, a chilling detail emerges. If you look closely, a small, unexplained hand rests gently on the woman's shoulder. Given that you can clearly see the rest of the family's hands, this unexpected appendage is hard to account for. There was no one else around when this eerie image was taken. This uninvited guest has stirred up a whirlwind of speculation and theories among our Facebook community members. A prevailing thought suggests the possibility of a young spirit making its presence felt. Whether it's an optical illusion, a trick of the light, or something more supernatural, this photo just gets creepier the more you look at it. A video recently shared by TikTok user IamTheTruth21 has gained widespread attention, leaving viewers both intrigued and baffled. Originating from California and said to be from a friend of the uploader, the footage presents an uncanny sight. Take a look. The clip shows a dog seemingly walking itself, its leash elevated as though held by an invisible hand. The video has sparked various theories among the online community. Some suggest a poignant backstory referencing stories of a deceased owner who continues his routine of walking his dog through the back alleyways. However, others believe it might be a more practical setup, with the leash possibly attached to a cable, allowing the dog the freedom to roam while remaining secured. The enigmatic clip continues to draw views and debates as people try to piece together the truth behind this canine mystery.
This is here is known as the Bamber Lake.
When YouTuber Emily Saxton decided to fly their drone over Bamber Lake in New Jersey, they inadvertently stumbled onto something rather unsettling. The video begins normally as the drone makes its way over a park and then the lake itself.
Wow, look at that. This is crazy. I've never seen from above the lake getting drained. Like, you can actually see some of the stumps.
However, when the YouTuber turns the drone towards a bridge on the side of the lake, they quickly notice a strange individual.
As you guys can see, the water is kind of cool. Yo, wait, what the...
As you can see, a person clothed in what appears to be a red hoodie is stumbling around the area.
Bro, what? Yo.
What's even more bizarre is that the YouTuber soon notices that the person doesn't seem to be wearing any pants.
Does this person... Are they walking around with no pants? Bro, what the f- is this guy doing?
In fact, when the YouTuber flies their drone in for a closer look, they actually spot what appears to be the person's pants on the bridge.
Bro, is that his pants in there? Bro, what? Let me kind of go above. Yo, he's walking in there.
The individual then makes their way across the structure, possibly attempting to hide from the drone. However, they soon appear on the other side.
Like, is he just hiding from the drone? Oh, wait, there he is. Bro, what is he doing?
The YouTuber speculates that the individual might be under the influence of alcohol or drugs, given their prolonged, unsteady movements. At one point, two dirt bikers race across the bridge, but the individual seems unfazed by the sight.
Bro! What in the world is going on right now?
After a while, the YouTuber guides their drone back to the parking lot near their vehicle and the footage concludes, leaving viewers with an unsettling question. Who was the individual without pants wandering near the bridge? Was there a potential threat? One could only hope that no one ventured too close to ascertain the truth.
Yo, what is going on right here?
This clip, posted to Reddit by user EchoHotel09, has viewers both confused and intrigued. The footage was captured by the poster's brother's Wise security camera located in his living room. Take a look at what's been caught. The footage is brief, but it seems to show a strange figure popping up into view before disappearing. The audience was quick to offer explanations, with some leaning towards the supernatural and others taking a humorous stance. While one viewer joked that it was a ghost giving the middle finger, another said it was an underpants gnome. Others thought it was probably something more ordinary, such as an insect on the camera's lens, a dog's tail, or an object moved by the ceiling fan. This is certainly a perplexing one, so we'll throw this over to you, the viewers, for final judgment. What do you think this footage is actually showing? A TikTok video shared by the user Terra S. Nocturnos has recently caught the internet's collective imagination, leaving viewers both intrigued and unnerved. On the surface, it depicts a mundane scenario, a motorist stopping at a gas station to have his windscreen cleaned. But as so often is the case with such clips, it's what lurks in the background that's captivated audiences. As the driver films the routine car service, the camera inadvertently captures something far more chilling. Did you catch that? Positioned on a brick wall at the back of the gas station property, the faint silhouette of a woman can be seen. Dressed in a white gown with long dark hair, the figure's most unsettling feature is her seemingly pallid grey complexion. The haunting image instantly sparked a slew of speculations and theories. While some viewers are convinced the video offers undeniable proof of a ghostly apparition, others believe it might just be a case of pareidolia, a psychological phenomenon where the mind perceives familiar patterns, often human faces, where none actually exist. For now, the question remains, was this just a fleeting shadow or a ghost caught on camera? Only time and perhaps more evidence will tell. A video posted by Facebook user Adelia Putri has caused quite a stir among netizens. Recorded by Indonesian workers, the clip shows something rather strange. As the workers arrived at 9 a.m, they saw this bizarre sight. There's clearly no one sitting in the driver's seat controlling the vehicle. The footage has led to a cascade of speculations and theories. Some are convinced that this is the handiwork of a ghost, suggesting that perhaps a former worker or someone attached to the machinery is making their presence known. Another intriguing theory posits the driver might have momentarily vanished due to a time slip or portal, rendering them invisible to onlookers. As always though, I'll throw this curious piece of footage out to you, the viewers. Love to hear your take on this one down below. A recent photo shared on the Ghosts of London Facebook page has the online community buzzing with speculation. The image was taken by a woman while she was exploring potential properties to purchase. While reviewing the pictures later, a particular shot of a hallway with stairs caught her attention. Upon closer inspection, a misty, almost transparent figure resembling a child, possibly a girl, can be seen seated on the steps. The revelation has led to a flurry of comments from the page's followers, with many suggesting that she reconsider the purchase and continue her house hunt elsewhere. With such a mysterious image circulating, it inevitably raises the age-old question, could this be genuine evidence of a spectral presence? Only time will tell if the potential buyer heeds the online community's advice, or if she'll continue to unravel the mystery behind the ghostly apparition all by herself.
Hey, listen, yo, check this out, yo. I see something in the sky, yo. I'm telling you. Hold on.
A mysterious video uploaded by TikTok user Mark So Dope has sent the internet into a frenzy of debate. The footage shows an unexpected find in the skies, so startling that the driver felt compelled to pull over and begin filming.
This thing is in the sky right there in front of me. I'm on the road going to Somerville, like the...
The onlooker can be heard expressing their rising amazement and excitement at the strange sight.
Look, y'all. I want to know if the car see it.
The object in question, described by the individual as pyramid-like, stands out against the backdrop of the sky.
This thing is right there. Am I tripping and I'm the only one seeing this thing? Hold on. I got my blinkers on. Hold on. Listen, am I the only one seeing this thing? Hold on.
Whatever the object is, it seems to shift about in the air.
This thing is in the sky just sitting there turning. That's a pyramid. Listen, y'all can't see it like I can see it. It looked like a pyramid. For real. Let me zoom in.
Online spectators are being quick to weigh in. Many are convinced that the video might just be one of those rare pieces of genuine evidence pointing towards extraterrestrial activity. However, skeptics suggest the pyramid might just be a drone or some other explainable aerial device. Whatever the case may be, the debate rages on, with everyone eager to unravel the mystery of the pyramid in the sky.
Yo, that's an object. That's something, yo.
In a recent edition of Ghost Stories posted to the YouTube channel Reviewing History, a man named Steve discussed the origin of two rather creepy photos. The images, captured years ago by Steve's younger sister around the time of Halloween, depict a group of young individuals playing football in a field, presumably enjoying the spirit of the spooky season. But what's caught everyone's attention is the unexpected guest in the second picture. While examining the photos, Steve was drawn to an inexplicable dark figure, seemingly cloaked in black robes. When questioned about the mysterious entity, his sister was adamant the figure had not been there when the photos were taken. She recalled the day vividly, having used two disposable cameras to capture the fun-filled moments with her friends. It's been noted that the mysterious figure looks eerily similar to the classic depiction of the Grim Reaper. The story has since stirred intrigue, with many wondering about the origins of the phantom-like presence. Was it a mere anomaly in the camera's film, or something more paranormal tied to the Halloween season? As of now, the true nature of the dark figure remains an enigma, awaiting further investigation. This last one was posted to our Slaptam subreddit by user Jackalope8770. It's some footage a friend of theirs caught after hearing some strange knocking sounds coming from their kitchen. This is what they caught.
What the hell? No way. The hell?
The cupboard door is moving, seemingly all on its own.
No way.
Jokingly, many viewers blame the activity on the Mike Wazowski mug, referencing the popular Pixar movie Monsters, Inc. Others, however, warn the homeowner might be dealing with a poltergeist and that he should burn some sage to try and rid the space of any unwanted spiritual activity. Either way, let me know where you land on this strange piece of footage in the comments down below.
What the hell? No way.
Now, in case you haven't heard the awesome news, we've launched a brand new second channel. If you want to see the latest episode, check out that link on the top there. Otherwise, there's a spooky playlist there you can binge on. Now, leave us a comment down below which one of these clips you thought was the scariest or weirdest. We love hearing your feedback. And that's it for me. I'll see you all next time.